Shalom, Mishpocha. Shalom, family. Mishpocha is a Hebrew word, means family. And we're the Mishpocha, the family with a Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people, where the middle wall of separation between Jew and Gentile, it's finally come down to form one new man, one new humanity, getting ready, Mishpocha, to blow the grandest shofar or the grandest trumpet in Zion. We want everyone, everywhere, to hear the good news. We want everyone, everywhere, to be red hot for the Messiah. Well, my guest is red hot for the Messiah. He's a prophet, and he's seen things that are going to happen in the last days. And in fact, Pat Schatzlein, tell me about the prophetic dream that you had in October of 2012 about the, you were in an old diner.
I fell asleep late one night, and God had put it in my heart that he was going to raise up the remnant. But I didn't know how he would do it. And I had spent some time with a dear father in my life named Reinhard Bunke, and he had even said to me, Pat, you must get a generation filled with the Spirit. And so fast forward 10 months later, and he had said to me, get ready for prophetic dreams like you've never experienced. I fall asleep late one night. It's probably 11:15 or so. I fall asleep. I'm laying in bed. And the Lord immediately took me away to an old diner, like a diner you would see on Route 66 out in New Mexico or Arizona. And I'm sitting at this table, and great leaders are sitting around me, and said, I need to tell you that I believe you were sitting there with me, because there was a man there that I did not know. And I believe you were sitting there with me. Anyway, we're sitting there, and there's a giant old radio in front of me, like my grandparents had. When you turn the dials, they would light up when you would land on the station. So I'm in the middle of the booth, everyone's sitting around, and I turn the dial, and it lands on an open station. And the broadcaster says, the stadium is full in New York City, and the remnant is worshiping God. We begin to laugh, begin to cry. I keep turning it. The stadium is full in Atlanta. Turn it again. The stadium is full in Dallas. Turn it again. The stadium is full in Salt Lake, Seattle, San Francisco, Atlanta, all the way down through. And I'm weeping and laughing so hard that I sit up in the bed and wake up. My wife wakes up beside me, and she's my, what I call my Holy Spirit in the flesh. She's so pure. Karen jumps up, and she says, the presence of God is in our room. And I said, and I'm weeping and laughing at the same time. I look over at the clock. I thought I'd been asleep all night, and it was exactly midnight. I jump out of bed. I ran upstairs, and I emailed Reinhard Bunke, and I said, God has showed me. He's coming to America. He's not done with America. He showed me it's going to happen. And Reinhard, I call him Pastor Bunke, emails me back and says, I know. He has showed me the same thing. Get ready and prepare the way. And that was such a powerful encounter that God said for me to get ready. What we've been calling dead, God is calling sleeping. He's about to awaken this generation, young and old. He's about to raise up those that feel like they cannot be used, the remnant, those that God says, I've been calling forth, those that will be a rag in my hand. The word remnant means rag. It also means what ties a generation together. If you study the definition of remnant in the Hebrew, it means those that are left over after others have followed apostasy or false doctrine. It's those.
Speaking of apostasy and false doctrine, I am amazed at what is flooding the airwaves right now in reference to a gospel without repentance, a gospel without sin, just the good news. It's unbelievable that people are accepting a gospel without the cross.
Well, and you know, I've learned that the cross is offensive. If you mention the blood, it offends people. But the gospel is offensive, and we are living in a time. I wrote about this in a chapter in the book called Weeping Lions and Roaring Lambs, where the Lord spoke to me, laying on my face one day, 3 weeks in a row, or 2 weeks in a row, he kept saying to me, Pat, I'm looking for weeping lions and roaring lambs. And finally, I'm in Singapore, jogging one morning. I said, Lord, what does that mean? And he said, I'm looking for those that have been standing on Pride Rock to weep again, because he's the lion of the tribe of Judah. Jesus was the weeping lion for the roaring lambs. But we're living in a time where people are preaching the gospel without repentance, because repentance is offensive. So literally, they're preaching grace without responsibility. And grace without responsibility is nothing more than a form of religion. Grace is not the invitation to leave the cross. It's an invitation to cling to the cross. Titus gave a clear definition of grace, but we're living in a time of what I call greasy grace, where people are preaching that it's kind of like this. They're firing the Holy Spirit from churches. They want Father, Son, and Holy Scripture, but they don't want the Spirit of God anymore. So they fired him. They kicked him out. And so I'm actually writing a message right now called An Interview with the Holy Spirit. And the reason why I'm writing that is because I write in the book that the Holy Spirit has been fired, because if we were to ever allow him in our church, then we would be messed up by the presence of God. But people don't want to be messed up by his presence anymore, because we're living in a time, and I have to be careful, you can tell this burns inside of me, that people are preaching there's no such thing as repentance anymore. Well, if that's the case, throw out Revelation chapter 2, Revelation chapter 3, where over and over it says, repent, you're running out of time. And repentance means to watch the house burn down and walk away. It means to get clean. But now, and I'm going to say something pretty bold, I honestly believe the church will be packed out the day after the rapture if the remnant doesn't rise up. Because we're living in a time where he's separating the 10 virgins, those that want the presence of God and those that don't. All 10 were pure, but 10, but 5 of them missed the party. And I write about that in the book, that God has had enough of those that are declaring a false doctrine. It really comes back to humanism and hedonism. And then it also leads back to, really, if you study it, the oldest religions in the book, where it's all about self and man-made, and it's dangerous. But the remnant stands up and says, I'm sorry, that is wrong. You can't live that lifestyle and go to heaven. And boy, the attacks come right now for those of us that stand for truth.
Let me ask you this. You say there's three things that we have to zero in on as a remnant: purity, authority, and joy. Explain.
Purity, number one, is my righteousness is filthy rags, but his blood purifies me. Living a life that says, I am separate from the world. I am going to live a holy life. I'm going to stand up for what it means. Not legalism, but a life that says, I am separate from what the world has to offer. I'm cleaning all this stuff out of my life. And then when it comes to joy, you know, honestly, I preach in a different place every week all over America. One of the things that has been stolen from the church is joy. Joy unspeakable and full of glory. In his presence is fullness of joy at thy right hand. And what we don't understand is, if you're not spending time in his presence, you are not going to find anything but temporary fulfillment compared to his presence brings joy. And then the third one, authority. I'll never forget, we were in a hotel room. We got a little girl in China. We adopted her when she was 9 months old. And for one solid week, she screamed every hour, on the hour, and the Lord finally spoke to me that, son, this is a terror attack. There's a demonic force that doesn't want to let go of her when you take her home from China to America and restore her identity. She's 9 months old. And suddenly, in the middle of the night, I got up and turned worship on. My family had not slept. We were exhausted. We were at each other's throats. I turned on worship. And when I did, a giant demon appeared in the corner of the room and was laughing and pointing at my daughter. And I stood up in that hotel room, and I said, very quietly so I wouldn't wake anyone, you have no authority. I'm taking her with me. I'm giving her an identity. She's taken my name. I have adopted her. That demonic power went out the window. Suddenly, the next day, my wife and I and daughter and son were on a flight to another province, something to do with the adoption. My wife looked over at me, and she said, I saw it. I said, you saw what? I didn't know she had seen it. She said, I saw the demonic figure in the corner. I saw it crawl out the window. She wrapped her arms around me on the plane and said, thank you for being a man of authority. Folks that are listening right now, you have the authority to walk through your house in Jesus' name and run every demonic force out. You have the authority to pray over your home, to anoint your kid's bed, anoint your spouse's pillow. You have the authority to say, not in my house, devil. My house will be holy. So when you get a hold of a true biblical authority, and that comes through knowing the Word of God, slowly studying it, and having a prayer life, then nothing can touch you. The other night, I'll wrap with this. For a week now, I've had a dream. My wife and daughter were killed in a car accident. On Friday night, I went to do a wedding. My wife and daughter were meeting me at the wedding. My phone rang at 6:05. My wife wasn't there yet. This is for two of our kids from our school of ministry. I said, where are you? She said, Pat, I just had a wreck on the freeway. But the minute it started to happen, a car slammed on the brakes. It was raining. Someone came around both sides. She couldn't get over. She said, I heard angels begin to sing in our car. I locked the brakes, destroyed our car. This just happened Friday night. And she said, but Pat, she said, we're fine. The person we hit is fine. Your daughter's fine. She said, preach the wedding, come get me. And the reason why I say that, for 1 week, every day, I declared Psalms 91 over my wife and daughter. I knew the enemy. I had a dream. She was killed in a car accident. I knew the enemy was going to try to take my family. He lost because the authority that God has placed in us to stop the plan of the enemy.
How far away are we from the return of the Messiah?
You know, I honestly believe, as I'm watching Israel being surrounded, I'm watching Syria and Russia join forces with Iran, I honestly believe that we are less than 5 years away from the return of Christ. That's why the mandate is so intense that we must lead a generation, young and old, back to the glory of God right now. We are there, Sid. I believe that with everything inside of me, that, in fact, prophetic words have been given to us. Get the message out now. We're out of time. Because God is coming back. He has to come back. Because we're at a place now where the enemy is killing young and old in this generation. But the church is going to have to rise up and begin to pray 2 Chronicles 7:14. We're going to have to repent and get back to having encounters with God.
But the truth of the matter is, you have a choice right now, and you can be the five wise virgins, or you can be the five foolish virgins. But you need some anointed help from heaven. And we're going to pray a special prayer for you, unless maybe on Friday's broadcast. But Pat's latest book, From Heaven, I Am Remnant. The three powerful messages and the Manifesto of the Remnant, a wonderful poster. And I'm telling you, from heaven, as he proclaims these over you, which you'll have on the three powerful messages on CD, all available for an offer of $40. To place a credit card order for today's offer, call anytime at 1-800-447-2697. That's 1-800-447-2697. Or log on to our website at www.sidroth.org. To hear this week's interview or watch archives of our television show, It's Supernatural, visit our website at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org. Discover how you can begin watching for free our 24-hour, 7-day-a-week TV network, ISN, the It's Supernatural Network. You can write me at Sid Roth, Post Office Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28278. That's Sid Roth, Post Office Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28278.